12 months ago, Southern Illinois was center stage as thousands came to this area for the total solar eclipse. Right now, we sit down with two of the many people who were heavily involved in planning, coordinating, and executing the many events that surrounded the magic that happened in the skies. Vanessa Sneed, Director of Events and Protocol for SIU Carbondale, and Bob Baer of the SIU Physics Department. And on this edition of WSIU in Focus, I asked Vanessa how many people were on the Carbondale campus.
Our guess, and that's the best we can do, given the fact that we had people on the Necker's lawn, we had people down around the baseball and track areas, all the way up into Old Main. Our guess is 30,000 people that we hosted on campus that day that would have not been here otherwise. That's more than if we had a football game and a basketball game running simultaneously on campus at the same time.
It was pretty incredible. What surprised me the most, and even though I knew it was coming, I had heard that athletics was pulling out all the stops and everyone in athletics was coming out to help that day. But when you showed up at the stadium in the morning, when I showed up there, I saw all the people out. You saw all the cheerleaders out. You saw Gray Dog out. You saw everybody, all the staff out helping. It was just incredible. The volunteers spread across campus that day. I don't know how many hundred yellow shirts we had out that day for the eclipse. I think it was on the order of 500 to 700.
That was probably on the low end. We kept increasing the number. I blocked certain numbers out of my mind, and I'll go back and look at those in a few years when we need to reorder.
Do we know, I have to ask this, have we got more students because of this? Or is it really kind of hard to tell?
You know, I don't know if that information's being collected as applications are being accepted. But, I mean, I definitely think that there is no way it could not have impacted the enrollment and visibility of the university. When we had over 80 media crews here, I think we had somewhere between 20 and 30 uplink trucks for television alone. Over 300 reporters, producers. We had CBS Evening News that really broadcast from campus for almost 48 hours off and on. There's no way that we couldn't have gotten the word out. And I think one thing that was really unique the committee did was really being inclusive of all areas. You know, we had the kinesiology department that worked on just the impacts of gravity on from space. We had the marching band that actually performed the closing credits to CBS Evening News that night. We had students working with NASA on social media, so they were actually trying to screenshot all the questions that were coming into NASA Edge and trying to help respond to them. There were so many people that got hands-on experience, whatever their area of interest was. I think we were very inclusive of making this not only a scientific event, but a cultural event and just a community event to be a part of.
Your elaboration, Bob?
It was pretty incredible, the opportunities that the students had that day. They were volunteer opportunities, but you don't get to volunteer with NASA like that on that scale very often. So I believe they had six to eight students helping out there. The Lunt Solar Systems had their Sun Lab, which was three telescopes that were on the eclipse the whole time. And we had two students helping them out throughout the eclipse, helping them set up the technical side of it. The partnerships that were developed were incredible with, you know, NASA, the Adler Planetarium, Louisiana State University, Louisiana Space Consortium, and specifically with the Adler. Michelle Nichols is actually coming back with a team for Galaxy Ride this fall in Southern Illinois. They said they enjoyed Southern Illinois so much they're going to be back.
And the big question, when did Vanessa and her team get their first contact from somebody who wants to come back to Carbondale for the next eclipse?
We pretty much had the pieces that had to be torn down that evening wrapped up by 7 o'clock. There was a lot of ongoing cleanup the next day, but the immediate stuff was taken care of and we had headed back to the office. And I believe Don Castle just happened to sit down at his computer and log on and saw that we had received an email wanting to know when they could purchase tickets for 2024 and wanted to make sure they didn't miss out.
And just in case you missed it, here's the actual recording from a group of people watching the eclipse. This was taped on Monday, August 21st, 2017 in Jackson County, Illinois. You're listening to the Sounds of Totality, August 21st, 2017.
Whoa, stars! Where's your stars? 10 o'clock high!
For WSIU in Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.